There's a lot of things you could say about the Republican Party, but there's one thing that they are not scared. They not scared of us. They fly their flag. There's some real G stuff over there. You still having Trump rallies. You still putting together laws about the election that already happened. They not scared. And anybody who been around gangs or in one, you have to be like, well, shoot, I respect it. They playing their hand. They flying their flag. You can't be mad at them. And it seems like they actually played that Trump hand very well. Thanks to old Mitch. Sometimes you see a hood or a settle like, you know, and I look. I'm saying this from a position of I watched it happen. You know, I said so many times, I ain't never gangbang a day in my life, but I had to learn how to talk to y'all. I had to know how y'all move so I could survive, be able to just walk home safely. So I know how to politic with y'all, because how else are we going to live here? You know what I'm saying? So you watch this stuff happen. You know, homie Teslin over there at the Straight No Chaser show, she gave this example. On the pod we did, just brother say, hey, man, I need 6 niggas to go move down to the IE and set up shop over there. You know what I'm saying? And get us established in this area. You feel me? And then we're going to start moving some weight after that. But listen, nobody move until I tell you. We got to get this all set. Once it's set up, though, there's no stopping us. It's our block. It's our hood. And I remember as kids seeing people, we be on the phone talking about like, hey, whatever happened to Carlos or Tommy, whatever, right? Oh, that nigga had to move to Arkansas. For the summer, he's staying with his auntie in Oklahoma. Like, and they fall off the planet to us. Little did I know, they was over there setting up shop. You know what I'm saying? They had an uncle, you know, talk to the big homies. That mug, like, it's working out. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do sets travel? Like that. You go set up shop, you know, and it works. Like this, I don't know what else to say. It works. And it works the same with the Supreme Court. Oh, Mitch. Mitch put on for the hood. Hood politics, y'all.
Hey, it's so hood right now. Hood politics, y'all.
So listen, I did the Straight No Chaser pod with the OG. Teslin. And I mean, she banged on me like, you know, okay, you doing this, you know, this hood, this politics stuff, like, where you from, what set you claim, you know? And I had to clarify, like, you know, really what I'm doing here. You feel me? That like I'm coming from a more sociological, educational approach as far as like the stuff I try to cover. Like, she get into the policy, like she in the weeds in a way that like I'm just not good at. You feel me? And she also like, she was outside, like, you don't really bang. So I was telling her where I was from, perspective I'm coming from, which is more like learning how to like, I got to move among all y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I have to understand how everybody move. You feel me? Even the way she came at me is like proof of concept of my show. I have to know how to answer her. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, she real ass G. You know what I'm saying? So like, you better know how to talk to these real ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, or there's do not pass go. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by like the way that I'm approaching the show is like, I know how to answer her. She banged on me. I told her the truth. Like, there's only 2 or 3 degrees separation among gangsters. Nigga, you can't lie about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I told her where I'm from, told her who I ran with, told her my OGs, told her where I, you know what I'm saying? What I didn't do, niggas I don't know. You got to tell the truth. You feel me? Because you done. And she G-checked me a few times. And it's like, nigga, that's how you move. Like, so I would say, like, I'm talking to the rest of the hood. You feel me? While she talking to the set. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we started talking about Mitch and how I was like, ah, Mitch out here hustling, man. He don't really care. Like, Mitch is getting his licks together, making his moves, doing what he got to do. She was like, nah, nigga, he putting on for the hood. Like, he sent the 6 niggas to the IE. And them 6 niggas was the Supreme Court justice. This fool worked Trump so well. put on so hard that the Supreme Court is now a 6-3 leaning conservative, a 6-3 Republican thing. Now, what do I mean by that? A Supreme Court justice is a lifelong appointment. The goal in its inception for the Supreme Court, look, there's the Constitution is pretty quiet about it. It just basically says, I mean, there's no rules on it except for we should have one. And for a long time, it really ain't played a role that it plays now. They didn't even have an office. It was like a basement. You feel me? And because of the way that the colonies were set up in the first states, it traveled. You know what I'm saying? The Supreme Court like would travel on horse buggy. It didn't play the role it plays. You feel me? It wasn't until there wasn't no rules about how many justices are supposed to be on the Supreme Court. Like that's we added that later. And it wasn't until James Madison who kind of figured out like this could be a lick. We could make this work for ourselves. They were supposed to be, again, the Supreme Court is supposed to be the most removed from the political process. That's why they're not elected. That's why they appointed. And that's why they stay forever. The idea was to keep them away from being swayed by partisan politics. Y'all see how well that went, right? But if you think about it for a second, it's like, okay, if a president get on top, it's like, you mean to tell me I get to pick who get to be the final say about stuff? You tripping if I'm not going to exploit this. Like, that's great. Why would I not exploit this? You telling me I get to pick the refs? Are you tripping? Of course I'm finna do this. I'm finna set up shot. You tell me I could put a man on the inside? You mean tell me all the men inside men could be mine? Oh. I think it's all. Like, that's easy. And it works. Now, lesson for us out here is, that means you have to vote because it matters. It's not just about who's sitting in that office, but who they going to elect to sit on our courts. Because that's what solidified the laws. You know what I'm saying? So so I'm telling like, man, like Hood, listen, voting for elected officials is not just for that person. Like we talking about the laws we going to have to sit up under. So it's like, nigga, you got to vote. And of course, I know I'm saying this to felons, you know, who can't, but that law can change. So us around the homies who know they don't get a voice, like that's on us then. And that means that we need to go out there and make sure we cast in votes that concern our community because we know the type of laws that might get passed later. So now we have 9 Supreme Court justices. And for the last couple decades, it's been a majority split where it's like either 4 conservatives, 5 liberals, or vice versa. 5 conservatives, 4 liberals. And that's kind of how it's gone for a while. And then fools started dying and retiring. You know what I'm saying? RBG and Justice Scalia. They just started falling off because it's a lifelong thing. The only way to get out is to retire or die. So Trump had mentioned him. The Republicans was like, yo, we got 3 seats. We could get 3 up in this mug. That fool got 3 Supreme Court. Like he just set up shop. And now it's a 6-3 majority conservative judge. So that means we ready for the smoke now. Bring it on. Let's go. Square up, everybody. Give me all the cases y'all afraid to talk to because we got our peeps in place now. Now, let me back up again and talk a little bit about constitutional interpretation and where, at least currently, because again, it wasn't always like this, where currently this binary of conservative or liberal judges kind of fall.
Give me all the smoke. Give me all the smoke. I want it all.
For the most part, your conservative judges are what they would call themselves as constitutionalist, meaning this is a fixed document. The framers said exactly what they meant, and it is locked in stone. And it is our job to look at that document and not pontificate or philosophize. It's like, no, this is what it says. And we need to draw logical conclusions based on the Constitution. That's what y'all hired me to do, is interpret the Constitution. But to not, I mean, a lot of times, like, there's a lot of theological parallels with this shit, to where it's like you have your strict orthodoxy of what the scriptures, the Bible or the Quran, what it says. Like, no, it literally says this. Bible said the earth was made in 7 days. So it was made in 7 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not for debate. This is what it says, you know, which is kind of an unfair interpretation. But anyway, then you have more on the liberal side who would say, well, this is a living and fluid document. There's no way these guys in the 1700s could have imagined the internet or the world we finna live into. So the document is our starting point, and it's purposefully ambiguous because they were calculating for stuff that they don't know was coming. Thomas Jefferson was quoted of saying, I suppose it's asking a man to wear his coat as when he was a boy to make a person be subject to his ancestors' barbarism. It's basically like, we know in the future life gonna be different, so you shouldn't have to do what we doing. Now, go back to your conservative side. They say, well, that's what amendments are for. That's what he was talking about. He was saying, well, you add amendments, but the Constitution itself is fixed. And again, back to the liberal side, there's like, okay, yeah, those are addendums, which is great. I'm glad they're there, but it's preposterous for you to think that these framers actually thought that this document, that we wouldn't be able to go back in and go, oh yeah, that's, they couldn't have imagined our culture. So there's things we got to change. Anyway, so these are the two ways these people fall. Right now, y'all conservative dudes, they on top. Now you should be flashing back to your third, fourth grade. How a bill becomes a law, it's supposed to happen in Congress. But unless you just ain't watched a lick of news or paid attention at all for the last four presidents, Congress can't do it. They can't make no decisions. It keep getting filibustered, and you can't get none out. So that's why fools have been leaning on the courts ultimately as the, like, the kill switch, you know, the final say for things you trying to get passed. Wasn't designed that way, but that's how it's working. So it's like, yo, you in the ocean, you might as well swim. This is the situation now. Now, oftentimes when we talk about laws being passed, and I think I've said this so many times, but it's like, it's so true. And reality is so hood. It's like, no one's arguing the merits of the case people making. Nobody's arguing, like, the principles of a bill you're trying to get passed. That's not how Congress works. So I was in a studio session with the homie Noah James, king of IE. Like, the man's the king of the IE. IE is the Inland Empire, if you don't know this. Like, and, you know, Hit Boy, that's the IE. Like, Rialto, Fontana, like, Redlands, Moreno Valley, Rancho, Upland, Ontario, like, Pomona. These are... I can't stress enough that you can't underestimate the realness of the Inland Empire. It's nothing to play around with. Anyway, he was talking about this situation where neighborhood, there was some cars that kept getting broken into. It was messing up his situation. Noah was like concert promotes. I should let him tell the story, but it's so perfect for this moment. And it was kind of crazy because as he was telling this story, I was like, man, I swear this happened Like, the same thing happened in my neighborhood. It was wild. Anyway, you know, Noah was concert promoting. So him being the type of nigga that, like, the block trusts and he could go get an audience with the OGs, you know, he just pulled up to him and was like, hey, man, what can we do? Do you need something from us? And then Noah says, hey, man, I see you got a lot of little homies that want to rap. How about I put them on shows? See, that's how you're supposed to respond. Like, what can we do? You just respect the OG. What can we do? So he started booking these little homies for the shows. And it's got, listen, you don't address the fact that there's mad breaking and entering happening in the city because nobody interested in you arguing the merits of whether this is right or wrong. What the fuck is you talking about? I need something from you. You need, maybe I could offer you something that in exchange for what I need for you. That's y'all, that's how the Congress works. They either trying to get somebody out of office or you trying to set up a bag for later. Like, they not concerned with the merits of the law. We working here. You follow me? It just ain't been working. For the last, they've been working. And I have my theories as to why it ain't been working. It's because the hood is riled up. You feel me? Like, they look, like I said, the Republicans ain't scared. They not scared of nobody. I knew some dudes like that growing up where you just, it's just like, this boy is just not scared. I think I said it in one of the episodes before, like my Uncle Sonny looking somebody in the face and being like, you think I'm scared of the police? I know for a fact he's not scared. So that's the G code. Like, you just scared of y'all? Send me to jail. Shit, I'll, you know, double back and triple my income. Like, I'm not scared. So anyway, conservatives got their weight up and they ready for the smoke. They ready to take on some of the hardest cases. Just these big cultural flashpoints in America that leads to protests. In riots. There is one thing I did notice, though, is they definitely not talking about no reparations. They definitely not talking about no damn January 6th insurrection, because Congress stopped that from happening. Because white people get away with shit all the time in America. This why we need, you know, persons of color. And I know, like, to be honest, like, black people, we need to come to the table and, like, start making these agendas, because we keep putting people in office and then they don't do shit for us. You know what I'm saying? Because you could look at the cases that they taking on. It's like, this ain't got nothing to do with us. Right? We are at the 100-year anniversary of the Tulsa race riots where they burnt down Black Wall Street. Joe Biden was supposed to do yesterday. He was supposed to do this thing, honor. He didn't say a damn word. There's three living survivors. There was no and will not be any restitution for this, because, I mean, on set, I mean, it's pretty simple. So when you think about the 9/11 style commission, which is what was done to put an official record on paper for perpetuity as to what happened in the September 11th attack, just for final record. So we can know for a fact this is what went down and this is how we prevent it from happening again. We were trying to have this happen for the January 6th insurrection. For the record, it's people already, you know, like we talked about in the Shut the Fuck Up, You Ain't Gonna Do Shit episode. It's already people going through, you know, litigation for it. But an official record that says this is what the hell happened. This is how we got here. Here's how we make sure it don't go down again. They shot that down. Let me tell you why. Because gang, nigga. They not scared of us. I need you, like, are you following me? They not scared of us. They want the smoke. They literally looked at everybody, gestures wildly, and was like, shut the fuck up. You ain't gonna do shit. We're not scared of y'all. Matter of fact, we want the smoke.
Give me all the smoke. all the smoke. Give me all the smoke. Give me all the smoke. I want it all.
Yo, so we're back. So the cases they want to take on, they're going to take on, I mean, two really big ones that not much to do with black people because, I mean, because you know why. But they taking this on. They taking on one abortion case. They ain't taking an abortion case in forever. And the question that they considering is, it's kind of like this. The question is, when does the fetal rights kick in, right? Since 1973, when we passed, you know, Roe v. Wade, up to the second trimester, this is federal law, up to the second trimester, it's really up to the woman. What you gonna do, how you gonna do it. That's what the law protects, that like, yo, up to here, up to the second trimester, it's, this is your right, it's your body. At the third trimester, this is when states get to speak into, okay, well, what about the fetus? You know what I'm saying? That's like the obviously that's one of the talking points about this, is like, well, when does the fetus get rights? Right. So that's the question they're asking. They're going to start questioning that second trimester line to say, well, really, is this, is that really the mark? Like, when can states start regulating an abortion, and how can we make that federal, is the question they're asking. Now, as y'all know, you can't even say the word abort without starting a riot. You feel me? It, because nobody's ready to move anywhere. We all pushing as hard as we can for what you believe is right. And I think what's so interesting about this particular case and this particular cause, and it's really why the Democrats, I feel like, still can't get their shit together over this, is this double talk. I feel like it's double. If I'm putting myself in a conservative shoe, right? If you say there are five pro-life issues, right? You know, healthcare, immigration, abortion, childcare, prison system. These are all like, you know, death penalty. These are all like life issues. Some could argue that four out of five of those issues, the left got covered. They're doing very well in them. But that one, you know, if you run down your more liberal conservative, they're going, most of these policies I really don't ride for. But this one, this baby thing, it's just, they're like, I got to put a flag somewhere. You feel me? Like, and the flag is, in their mind, murder. Like this, how can I talk about anything else if you don't let the kid live? Like, in their mind, I'm not saying this, what I'm just talking about their mind. So they like, this one thing, it's so watershed that it's like, I just don't know how I could justify letting this one go. And I think until the Democrats learn how to talk about this thing a little better than being like, well, I personally would never have an abortion, but I think, you know, it's okay if somebody else does. It's like, I'm talking from a Republican ear. Republican ear here, nigga, what? Nigga, bang your hood. Like, what do you, just say what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't work for them. They just like, nigga, you not, because remember, they not scared. They say what they mean. They looking at the Democrats like, nigga, say what, just bang your hood. Like, if this what you feel, that's what you feel. What is this shit? This double talk, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe you. I get it. I get why, and I feel like that's why, until the Democrats learn how to speak about this, I just don't know. Now, granted, the vast majority of America isn't as cut and dry about abortion as the Republican base is. I think the vast majority of America really is kind of fluid with how they see and define this. And some people just like, look, nigga, I ain't finna touch this at all. I'm stay out of this shit because it's too thorny. I get it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is a thorny idea. But now, Republicans, they set up shop. They good. The next thing they taking on is guns. And I'm like, you think they care at all about your school shootings? You think they scared at all of y'all? They haven't taken the gun issue in 10 years. And what they taking on is this New York law requiring a license for a concealed weapon. They're asking if a license, if having to have a license to conceal a weapon outside is constitutional. In your house is a different story. Like, you know, you can have a gun in your house, but the right to carry and conceal, they hoping to set some precedents. Now, again, what's crazy about their situation is they got a vote to burn. You only need 5 to get a law declared constitutional or unconstitutional because it's only 9 justices. They got 6. So that means one of them niggas can wild out and vote the wrong way or request to sit out and they still get it. They set up shop and they good. Now, listen. It usually takes for these big old cases, the Supreme Court usually tries to wait until the end of their term to finally make some decisions. Cause so they get to say, basically they get to drop mic. They make the law and then, or they declare whether it's constitutional or not and then bounce. You know what I'm saying? Then what happens after that is like, it's got to get kicked back to Congress because you still got to make something. You know what I'm saying? And then Congress continues to get into a filibuster. They get deadlocked and then some sort of executive order. And then the other side argues that, like, that's no fair. It's just this push to just keep happening. But in this scenario, conservatives sitting good right now. And you know what? If you got any respect for a G, listen. I don't care what you think about them niggas. Well played, sir. Well played. Because they done set up shop, bro. And now they like, Supreme Court, give me all the smoke. I want it all. Nigga, bring your best. Nigga, what's up? Where everybody live? Nobody worry. That's some G shit, y'all. Look, you see it because I'm telling you, man, if you understand growing up in the hood, you understand politics. Y'all, this mug was recorded and edited by me, Propaganda, right here in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. Y'all can follow me at Prop Hip Hop on all the socials. You can follow the Hood Politics Pod itself at Hood Politics Pod, where we be trying to make takes on stuff that aren't really big enough for a whole episode, but definitely needs a little bit of clarity. This mug was scored, edited, mixed, and mastered by the one and only Headlights. Y'all go follow my dog, Matt Oswowski. I still don't know how to say his name. I'm glad he changed it to Headlights. Follow him on his socials at Headlights_music. Telling you, hear all these new other fly tracks this fool be making. And the theme music was done by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. And y'all remember, every time you check in, if you understand the hood, you could understand politics. Shouts to iHeartMedia for making this happen.